USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown continues, and Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with lawmakers from both sides of the aisle in hopes of coming up with a solution when everyone gets together to solve this and fix border security. Tragedy at a California bowling alley has many people still searching for answers. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
We heard gunshots. Pop, 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 pop.
Deadly gunfire at a Southern California bowling alley. Three dead and four wounded.
I seen people run, and I heard gunshots, and I tried to get down.
It happened in the L.A. suburb of Torrance. Police Sergeant Ronald Harris.
Officers, upon arrival, did immediately go into life-saving measures to do their best that they can for those victims.
So far, there have been no arrests. Investigators are still looking for a motive.
The Department of Nevada Corrections announced that death row inmate Scott Dozer died from an apparent suicide late Saturday afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
A U.S. airstrike in Yemen has targeted a terrorist that many have called the mastermind of the USS Cole bombing that killed 17 sailors in 2000. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
The precision U.S. airstrike in Yemen targeted Jamal al-Badawi. Pentagon officials will now have to have confirmation from DNA testing before they can declare al-Badawi deceased. 17 U.S. sailors were killed in October 2000 while serving our nation aboard the guided missile destroyer USS Cole when it was in dock in Aden Harbor. Al-Qaeda claimed they were behind the bomb attack that also wounded dozens of other U.S. sailors.
The parents of missing Colorado woman Kelsey Barrett are filing a wrongful death lawsuit against her fiancé. The suit was filed in Colorado's district court and seeks unspecified damages. Patrick Frazee has been accused of killing the 29-year-old mother. She went missing on Thanksgiving and police continue to search for her body. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Habits expert and New York Times best-selling author James Clear says one of the keys to a successful morning is finding a sacred space to prioritize your day. Clear is author of Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. He was on CBS This Morning and talks about some of the things that can be done to help you have a good morning routine.
You know, there is no one morning routine, right, that like successful people follow. It could involve meditation, it could involve exercise, it could involve writing down your to-do list and prioritizing your tasks for the day. There's no one single thing that people do. But I think that if you look at people who set their day up for success, one thing that they do have, no matter whether it's at home or at work, is some kind of sacred space to prioritize the day, to think about what do I need to get done today, what's going to set this day up for success, and they have that time kind of carved out.
And Clear reminds us,
a good morning starts the night before because often, and this is especially true for parents, right? Like you can have the best idea in the world for your morning routine, but your four-year-old doesn't care. They'll come in and derail everything. For many families, getting out the door feels like this race just to get to school or get things going in the morning. And if you can prioritize some of those things the night before, whether it's coming up with your to-do list for the next day or making lunches for the kids at school, things like that, the more that you can get done the night before, the more you can set yourself up for success.
And finally, the TSA believes that floppy-eared working dogs at airports all across the country have a more welcoming face for passengers and children as opposed to the dogs with the pointy ears. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.